My brother Cartel's first time in prison was as an infant. Mama took him to see his dad, Tony, who was serving 10 years. Cartel would be 10 years old before Tony was released. Me and Cartel have different dads. Cartel was 6 months old when his dad was sent to prison on drug charges. So his name, Cartel, isn't a coincidence. Mama was 21, still in nursing school, and had just lost pretty much all her financial support when Cartel's dad, Tony, was sentenced. He was still in prison when my mom met my dad.
The thing with your dad was when I started dating him, you know, I was really in my feelings bad about, you know, Cartel's dad. Mm-hmm. I used to have dreams and stuff about him getting out, or him saying, you know, he was getting out. And I'd be so disappointed when I would wake up and it was just a dream, you know. One time when he got a little bit older, I remember he went to go visit with his family. And then when he came home, he was sad, you know. He was crying. It was times where he came home where he was sad because, you know, his dad was there.
Cartel was about 4 when Mama and Daddy got married. Daddy didn't always agree with the way Mama tried to raise a young black boy. Daddy was always strict. Mama would get defensive that Daddy was too tough on Cartel. From her point of view, Cartel had gone through a lot with Tony not being around. She just wanted to give him as much love as possible to fill the void.
We just always tried to make him happy by giving him stuff, but Grandma and Grandpa, well, Grandma definitely gave him stuff, whatever he wanted, you know? And I think he learned that instant gratification, you know, when he wanted something, I think that's what that taught him.
My grandparents are Maddie and Thomas DePriest, but we call him Dupree. They're celebrating 50 years of marriage this year. When Cartel was growing up, they were like his second set of parents.
He was the first grandchild, and I loved him with all my heart, and still do.
He was a jokester. He liked to tell jokes and
play pranks. One day, your grandpa had a drink by his bed, and he was dozing off and on. And Shayshay and Cartel got some fingernail polish remover, and they were sneaking little drops of fingernail polish into his drink.
And oh my goodness.
He woke up and he was saying, "Oh, this tastes bad." And I caught him. I caught him putting the nail polish in there, and I poured it out, you know.
That practical joke wasn't meant to hurt my grandpa. Just make the drink taste funny. If you ask anyone in my family, they'll describe Cartel as a jokester, a character. He's funny and outgoing, with a smile that could persuade you into just about anything. As a kid, he was always rambunctious, full of energy, but a lot of times that abundance of energy got him into big trouble. By the time Tony got out of prison, Cartel was being shuttled between 3 homes. He stayed with Mama and us, or at our grandparents' house, or with his dad. He got into the most trouble while staying with his dad. After 10 years behind bars, Tony was different. It seemed like something was off about him.
His dad got out of jail and was, you know, trying to make up for lost time and being an authority figure, trying to discipline him. And I had issues with his disciplinary ways with Cartel. I felt like he could be physically abusive with Cartel, his dad. Mm-hmm. Well, his dad felt like I was soft with him.
Despite all Mama did to protect Cartel and raise him the best she could, her and Cartel had a fractured relationship.
February 1st, 2018. Dear Lexi, as for relationships I would like to repair, perhaps Mama and myself. Deep down for years, I had a lot of hatred towards her for making me live with him. A part of me feels so broken that it may never be fixed. Cartel.
Over the past few months, I've asked Cartel to explain what it was like living with his dad. Each time I bring it up, Cartel gets defensive and agitated. He says that living with his dad felt like a prison, that he was always walking on eggshells to not set him off.
I was gonna call the police on his dad at one time. Him and his dad got into a physical altercation. Cartel was only about 12 years old, you know. His dad just attacked him right in front of me. I was just screaming at him, and he wouldn't let him go. And I started hitting him. I started hitting his dad, telling him to get out. At one point, I had him move back in with me because his grandmother called me. Tony doesn't even know this because I never said anything to him about it. You know, Granny lived with Tony. And Granny called me one day and she told me that I should take Cartel home because she said she felt like Tony be too rough with Cartel. And she said, Granny's exact words is, you know, his mind ain't quite right from being locked up.
Around that same time, my parents were in the process of getting a divorce. I was only 5, but I remember their final blow up. It was so heated, Cartel came running to my mama's defense with a baseball bat. So it made sense Cartel was always looking to escape to a stable, safe haven. I guess the only real stable home for him was my grandparents.
His dad felt like he was spoiled and stuff too. And, you know, it's just funny how everybody always blamed grandma and grandpa. That's just the way, you know, because that was Cartel's safe haven. If something go down, you know, that's where he at, you know. Grandma, you know, they had his back no matter what, you know. Even when he really, really was doing wrong, they had his back, you know.
Like many grandparents, there was unconditional love, but with very little discipline attached. That's part of why it was Cartel's safe haven. Whether he admits it or not, they spoiled him.
Well, he knew our door was always open. He knew he could come here no matter what.
So did y'all have to ever discipline him while he was living here?
Not really. Grandpa would talk to him. He and Grandpa talked a lot. He liked to talk to Grandpa. He would ask Grandpa a lot of questions. He would tell him, you know, what he should do, what he shouldn't do, what was right, what was wrong, and the consequences, you know.
Do you think his dad, being in prison when he was younger, may have subliminally influenced him?
I've always thought that could have had a small bearing on it. That his dad was really not around during his formative years. And I've heard him say he regrets the time he didn't spend with him, you know.
The older Cartel got, his childhood mischief turned serious. Fighting, gambling, staying out all night. His behavior got worse and worse. And so did his group of friends.
Maybe junior, senior year. So what happened is Cartel was really, really gambling and getting into trouble. And probably robbing people, you know, pulling off robberies with his friends. At the time, I didn't know that this was happening, that they was robbing people, robbing places. I knew he was gambling and stuff. And I can remember him having a whole bunch of money one time. He had it in a box and dumped it on his bed. And he came home in a red sports car.
At this point, I didn't really know what was going on with my brother. I just knew the arguments were getting more intense, and my mom really had fear in her voice about the path Cartel was going down. She tried putting him in a boot camp for some months, but he got kicked out just a month before graduating from the program. Still, my mom thought she saw progress.
He was getting jobs. He was working. He was working at Walgreens. He was working at George Webb. He was, you know, he would go to work. And I remember that boy was just running nuts. He was just going crazy because he was still trying to live straight and live in the streets. And he was all twisted up.
Then one day in the 6th grade, Mama picked me up from school, and she was acting real agitated. It was another Cartel drama. This time, he told Mama he had to get out of town as soon as possible because of some kind of trouble. She bought a duffel bag from Target and packed up treats and snacks and put him on a bus to Atlanta. That's where my aunt lived.
And then he told me that one of the little girls that he was seeing was supposed to be pregnant. And that was supposed to be his reasoning for coming back to Milwaukee. And I remember begging him not to come back. I said, please, if you come back, I said, something bad is going to happen. I said, you ain't ready to come back here. You know, I said, I'm telling you, you're going to either end up there or you're going to end up in prison. And I just couldn't stress that enough to him. So he called me one day, told him I'll come pick him up from the airport. And he came. Ooh, happened. You know, like Fresh Prince. His duffel bag. And it didn't take long for him to get back into that lifestyle and find himself in trouble.
I remember he went into jail one summer and it was just chaos.
He got arrested once. Grandpa and his dad bailed him out. I think it was $5,000. That was the first time he got arrested.
What was it for?
For robbery. Mm-hmm. They robbed GameStop on Silver Spring. So he was out on bail. At that point, he would have probably just got probation. That's what it was looking like. But while he was out on bail, he committed another one.
And I remember that night he got arrested. He came in and he took a shower. And he said he was going out with his friends. And I remember telling him, don't do anything to get yourself in trouble, you know. And I remember telling him that before he left. And he gave me a hug and told me, oh, Graham, I ain't gonna do nothing, you know. And give you that little smile and that little crazy little laugh he would do. And he didn't come home that night.
I just remember all these questions, like people asking what he did. That's people just asking, you know, where is he at and things like that. And then I remember my mom going to court.
Mother called me.
What did she say?
She was crying, and she told me he had went to prison.